2 years of bureaucratic snafus have prevented Phun Sok Tsering from becoming a citizen. First, his fingerprint on the citizenship form was illegible. Then he was told he'd signed his name on the wrong line. But the intervention of Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin has led to a private citizenship ceremony for the young soldier this week in Milwaukee. His father, Dorje Lindy, is a Tibetan refugee who grew up in India. He became a U.S. citizen soon after emigrating to Wisconsin 12 years ago. His wife and four children came in 1997. All except his eldest son, Phun Sok, became citizens without a hitch. Lindy says as the time for his son's deployment to Iraq drew nearer, it seemed more urgent that he become a citizen.
So if something bad happens to him, at least we can say, you know, he came here and then he died as a American citizen. If he dies without being a citizen, and, you know, he has no country.
Lindy says like any soldier's parent, he's worried about his son's safety. Phun Sok's infantry unit is now training at Camp Pendleton, California, and his father fears he may be headed for a combat hotspot in Iraq, such as Fallujah.
When we had a see-off ceremony here, when I saw him in his full combat gear, it kind of scared the heck out of me.
There are more than 30,000 non-citizen immigrants serving in the U.S. military. President Bush signed an order in 2002 to speed up the citizenship process for them. But there are still glitches. Recently, a young Hmong soldier from Wausau was unable to complete his citizenship application before deployment. Only U.S. citizens can vote, but citizenship is not required to serve in the military. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.